You meet good friends, and one of the things that I always enjoyed about being in the Fish Parts Daughter or with the Fish Versity Players was that it's like a special club, because there's things that we as a cast relate to that you can try to explain to someone that is not in the cast, and they have no idea what you're talking about, and they think it's not funny when you're holding your sides because you're laughing so hard. So, and there's a camaraderie, and obviously 50 years later, we're still friends, and we still enjoy each other, so... That's what I kind of taken away from it.
Well, and before you guys came in here, I heard you out there practicing lines, and that was so fun to listen to.
We're a little older. Our memories aren't as good as they used to be. But when Mary says there was no drinking, well, there were two of us that were underage. And June and Chuck Maniscalco had to be our – they had to go and get permission to be our guardians. So – even if I wanted to try and sneak and get something to drink, they, no way. What Mary says, too, is it, you know, the thing that has been so endearing to me about the play is the fact that even during rehearsal, after, you can do the play for 20 years, and in rehearsal, you're cracking up. People come and watch the play time after time again because the lines are always funny, even when you know what it is they're going to say. And that's the thing that I don't know how he did it. I really don't know how Bob did it with writing a play that the lines are still funny 50 years later.
I don't know how I did it either.
I've unleashed a monster here.
The other person that deserves a lot of credit is Gordon Zerbitz, who was the owner of the Studman Hotel, to which the Totem Room was attached. And Gordon put in a stage for us. He was just a great, great guy. He eventually became part of the cast. And but he built a stage, and we performed in the Totem Room. And we used to go... The bars in Ketchikan, of course, they're very sedate and well-behaved people there now. But in the old days... That was a rough crowd in a bar. You know, it was a logging and fishing town, and those guys were in town for a good time. And but we went and took over the bar and rehearsed like mad. And we never got anything, any back talk or anything. People just either ignored us or kind of enjoyed watching what we were doing. So that was another factor that was added to the fun.
Okay. And then, Jim, can you talk a little bit about the music? Because I think that's something that has changed over the years. And so on Saturday night, when we get that original performance, we're going to be hearing some of that original music.
Well, originally, of course, it took me a little, as I said, it took me a little bit longer than a day to write the music. I have to be, I guess I can come clean on the air is that I actually stole three pieces of music from other composers, but there are two original songs in the play, so I can claim some fame for that. I don't know, I was sitting here thinking as the folks were talking about how the play has progressed over the course of the years, and it always seems like a new cast will come in and they'll think up something else, a different way to phrase a couple of lines or a different shtick to put in, you know, to make it a little bit different, and everybody breaks up and is happy, and we go on from there. And so it's always seems to be evolving in that manner, and I guess nowadays the music is... It evolved a little bit from the original composition, but it's not too bad. It's not too far off.
And I can't speak about the music because I can't carry a tune. I don't know anything about music. But about the changes that have occurred in the script, I really welcome them because to me it says this is still a living thing. People are still so engrossed in it that they want to make their own contribution. It's not a museum piece. It's something that people enjoy doing, and they want to add to it from their own with their own talent and their own ideas, and that's a great thing.
Absolutely. And I was hoping you could all tell me what roles you originally played and have played, because I know people, you know, switch roles back and forth over the years as well. So
Originally, I was a lady of a line, and I am Bob's sister, so I could not carry a tune either.
Runs in the family.
Runs in the family. And I have played Miss Woolwine and Miss Maypole, not at the same time. And I've also been Little Nell.
Oh, okay, great. And what are you going to be playing?
I am playing Miss Maypole in this production that we're doing now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Bill, and I was originally John P. Svensson in the very original cast, but in the 10 years I was in it, I've played the villain, and I also played one of the drunks later, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And one thing I want to say about this play is that we took it to a lot of different places. We even performed it on the ferry once when we were going up to Governor Egan's...
That's right, his inauguration. That's right, we did. I forgot that.
And when we did it up there, I was a pretty good size, and we were on a small stage that was on wheels that was supposed to be locked. And every time I'd move, the stage would go about a foot one way or a foot the other way. So we kind of enjoyed that and had a lot of fun with that.
Well, speaking of ferries, too, we also did it on the Wickersham for the Alaska Visitors Association conference 1 year, but that was early in the 70s, I think so. But they took the Wickersham around the island, and we performed on board that for the convention.
I'd just like to say that with the original cast, most of us, if there was two people together and they said something about the Fish Pirate's Daughter, we'd put on a play for them.
One of the funny things that to show you how the play is for everybody is I remember in one bar where we were doing it, I stepped out as Kurt, and there along one wall was four or five nuns in habits enjoying the play along with the drunks and the city regulars.
Oh, that's awesome. And Jim, you some of the parts that you've been in the play?
Well, I was one of the original drunks as Tony, but over the course of the years, I guess, I've played J.P. Svensson. I was Hobson for a short time, forgettably.
Kurt.
And Kurt, mostly. That was the part I think I enjoyed the most. I unfortunately, Bill wrestled me out of it. But those are the parts that I played over the years.
And I already warned you I was going to ask you to do your evil laugh.
You mean that one?
Yes, that would be it. Thank you.
Well, I played Selma originally, and that was about the only part I played.
And for modern audiences, we should probably explain that Selma was...
Was Hobson's wife.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting memory from that is something that never made it to the stage. When we were rehearsing and putting it together, Leslie Cawthon, who became more infamous as the drunk, he is a very slight of built character. He was shorter than me. And Chuck had this brilliant idea that as we exited off the scene, the first scene, that I would jump into Hobson's arms. Now, there's a way to do this, but the two of us never mastered it. And we almost killed each other trying it in rehearsal. So it never made it to stage because I don't know if we'd ever been able to perform again after we'd been successful. But I'm going to be taking on Violet La Rosa, which is kind of scary and... challenging, to say the least. I'm looking forward to it.
You will do a great job.
Thank you, my dear.
There's only one role I could play because there's only one role that doesn't require singing, and that's Kurt von Olsen, the villain. So I was not in the original cast. Actually, when we first did the play, we did it as one of two one-acts that we did in the Totem Room. The first play Mary was in, Chuck was in, and I was in was Chekhov, The Marriage Proposal, a short Chekhov comedy. So that was our opening act. And then the Fish Pirate came on. And what warms my heart still is that we had packed that place. The word had gone out that this was an original play about Ketchikan's very colorful history. A lot of people came, and the reception was so warm and so nice that I really felt great.
They were probably trying to make sure they weren't a character.
Yes, the libel suits.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't think we've talked about tomorrow night's performance and the whens and wheres and wherefores. So you all arrived yesterday?
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Except Jim. Jim lives here.
And Jim lives here, of course. And then you're rehearsing tonight and tomorrow?
We're seeing today, definitely. And
We may need a rehearsal
tomorrow. Yeah, right.
And then the performance is tomorrow night.
7:30 tomorrow night at the Ted Ferry Center.
And I believe the doors open at 7, is that correct?
The doors open at 7, and it's free of charge, so you'll get your money's worth, I can tell you that.
All right, wonderful.
Of course, there'll be an exit fee.
You've been warned. And is there anything else that people need to know before tomorrow's performance?
Just that we'll be very, very glad to see people there, you know, especially people that have been in the cast. I think it'd be a lot of fun for people that have been in the cast to sit there and watch those of us who are veterans, the original cast, do our best.
We also need their help with the lines.
Right, yes, yeah. I mean, they're counting on that.
And I definitely need some men there. Please,
right.
Come and see me.
Absolutely. Well, I know I plan to be there, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've been a Fish Pirate's Daughter fan for ever since I arrived here.
So what part did you play?
I have been a Lady of the Line on two occasions. I was Violet LaRosa a few years ago. I was a female J.P. Svensson. I was Joan P. Svensson, about 3 years ago. And this year I am one of two Violets. We're sharing the role. I'm the Friday Madam. So,
then
yes.
Be prepared to feed me a line, okay?
I'll sit near the front.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll help you
Thank
out.
You.
Absolutely. All right. The cast and writers of the original Ketchikan's original musical melodrama, The Fish Pirate's Daughter, and join them tomorrow. Doors open at 7. Performance starts at 7:30 at the Ted Ferry Civic Center.